As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Exactly.
All right. What we do know is
so
that we're returning to base.
Starting off this game of Rippers.
I was telling them what we were doing.
I don't believe you.
Multivitamin. Yes.
We were returning to London. Telling the main people what happened up north.
I also would like to check the mayor, the detectives going into.
Oh yes, we were. That was another thing. We were to try and find where the mayor was because he was the last seen with the wall detective.
Although at the same time, it's kind of a wise idea to get the hell out of town considering you guys did just kill a detective.
I'll point out that, and honestly. If the guy was posing as an investigator and actually trying to do a job, it makes sense he'd talk to the mayor.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I had failed to mention, but...
Probably the mayor has not been seen.
...did occur, is you guys do have a giant tome that's kind of made out of this kind of leathery substance. Probably dried... No. imagine a dried pumpkin gourd.
The book of Pumpkin Jack.
Yeah, the tome of Pumpkin Jack. Just to make sure that you guys remember, you guys have it.
Okay. Yeah, you did mention that. I think
it was after the
recorder was turned off. That
word. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will make it known that I prefer to get out of town now, and you know, I'd rather not go to prison.
Talk to them. I have no NPCs here. You can't even talk to them.
I agree with you.
I should just be burning.
We don't know what burning this kind of book will do.
I thought you talked about burning the town. I was like, I guess that's one option.
Let's add arson to murder.
Arson, murder, and jaywalking.
What we could do is we could actually have
you're
the other...
Marshall. What are you doing jaywalking?
We can have one of the other detectives or...
Constables.
Constables actually look into the mayor. See what happened to him.
Hey, detectives, I believe there's a secret organization that deals with monsters, and there's another organization that we don't want to talk about, that combats them. Could you go check to see if this mayor is in the evil organization that deals with monsters? Yes, we would like that.
Or...
Crackpot!
Or, hey, we heard the mayor hasn't been seen in a couple days. You guys might want to look into that.
He was last seen with the detective, and now the detective's missing.
You find him dead in the field.
Speaking of that, we've got to go now.
It's on fire.
It was on fire.
Yes, we didn't light it.
Well, I maybe mention that as we leave. No, don't even mention it. They'll figure it out.
If they don't figure out that both the detective and the mayor is missing, I say that those constables should be fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, the NPCs aren't thick.
Yeah.
Is this from Warhammer?
No, that is actually from Iron Kingdoms.
It's steampunk.
Yep, it was on sale for $2.
I love Iron Kingdoms.
I love steampunk.
I like their minis. I don't like the system. Or the setting.
Well, I'm just saying we could at least point them in that direction, because we're like, we were looking to speak with the mayor, but we haven't seen him.
All right. Well, you can do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't even mention it, honestly. But, I mean, you can do that, I guess, but I'm...
It's like, well, we're going to be leaving anyways. Like, well, I was looking forward to speak with the mayor. However, I haven't been able to find him at all. But I wish you guys luck on your investigations, and we leave.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
Actually, we're outsiders. We're being first suspect for anything.
That's what I was...
Hey, Jim lost his phone. It was outsiders. They stole it.
What? I don't even know Jim.
Who?
What?
What's a hoe?
If we get thrown in jail, it's like, oh yeah, you put it in a different spot. Okay, you're free to go.
What? The other guy next to you, yeah, it happens all the time. Aw, he feels Kay.
Kay was already dead.
Obviously, she deserved it.
No, she just has bad balance for a month.
You could help that if you glued it to a base.
Yeah. I'm quite a base.
And I have glue. Tons of them at the house.
And the effort to do so.
We come to the real root of the problem.
Yeah.
Alright, so we set fire to the town and leave.
I'm just wondering, are you guys going to talk to the constables?
Because
I've heard no.
But I would be suspect for everything.
Yes.
No, they'll throw me in jail because they're racist. And then,
that's
maybe...
That's not as racist as xenophobic.
So...
I would advise against it.
They throw me in jail, not because I'm Chinese, but because I'm an outsider. That's xenophobic.
You have a fork.
So far, yes. It sounds like you guys are just going to hightail it.
Well, if you want to think of it that way, they're going to find out eventually where we went, and they're going to find the remains of the bodies. Because... We were asking around a lot, and probably someone would have mentioned that we went to the swamps, and that's where they would have find. Because then Sarah, I believe, was that her name that lived out there? I think she was going to say something.
I don't think Sarah's very open about what happened.
She wouldn't want to talk about it just for the fact that
she didn't want to talk to you guys about it to start with.
Yeah. But not necessarily talk about the incident, but like the burning and the bodies. Like what happened to her friend that I killed.
Hmm? You shot him?
Yes, I shot him.
To save him from...
Yes.
Speakable horror.
Becoming a scarecrow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So... Then they're going to realize that we've been there, and this happened, and then we left town. So, either way, we're pretty boned.
Yeah, but better we're far away from there first.
But they know where we came from.
Do they?
Yes, we said we were from London.
Yeah,
London's a very big city.
Jack the Ripper was able to be caught forever.
He was never caught.
Because they didn't have the... right tools to actually catch them.
The thing is, it'd be very easy
to
find
me. Did they actually come up with fingerprinting yet?
Yes, it was just invented.
The thing is, it'd be very easy to find me, and I'm sure if they found me, they'd eventually find you three.
Okay.
So we're screwed either way. Why make it...
But it's better if we're gone.
Why expedite the process of us being screwed?
Honestly, I believe the mayor is his cabal.
If that's the case, we should investigate it.
That's why I was like, investigate Mayor, but you gotta... Well, he's missing. Is it missing, or is he... doing something?
I wanted to investigate also, but they said that... they wanted to leave immediately. Or very soon.
If we leave immediately, it would be suspicious, because... Someone died, and yet the outsiders left.
Oh my gosh. The travelers left the city. To travel...
A very inconvenient time.
We stayed for a day, rested, and then left. That doesn't strike me as very odd.
You're not xenophobic enough.
I'm sorry for having some form of common sense.
Common sense does not play in Rippers.
Alright, fine. You go fight that werewolf.
Okay. Yom, yom, yom.
Where'd the little Chinese woman go?
Like a wolf in the corner picking his teeth with my knife.
I mean, it's a little late now, but the best we can do is try and cover our tracks.
Cover our tracks and send another Ripper team up here because we're hot.
The thing is, what I'm thinking is that
we've got the heat on us.
Made it look like it was one of the. I don't want to frame the detective, but I'm pretty much saying that. Let's frame the dead detective that he was the one strangling people.
Was he here when it started?
See, that's the whole thing.
What, you know, honestly, I think our best bet now is to leave, talk to the others at the Ripper Lodge, and have them send another team up here to investigate the mayor, see if maybe he is Cabal or what's going on.
We have too much heat on us.
Well, Gus, we actually might have to use our NPCs. It's not all on
us. That's heresy! We have to keep them low! Below us!
I would agree with Alicorn doing that. That seems reasonable to me.
It separates us as far as we can. And the chances are the body won't be discovered for days. Because
it isn't a swamp.
Moors.
Moors. It's a lot of land to cover.
Okay, England calls it moors.
Well, speaking of which, why don't we just put the bodies in there?
It's a swamp.
Because the bodies are currently on fire.
You guys are standing outside the burning field. You guys haven't even walked away yet.
Alright, why don't we leave before someone notices us and sees us nearby?
Because it was the question of, do we leave now, or do we...
Yes. Like, what the hell?
Do we got the book?
Yes, you have the book.
Well, let's take it back to the Ripper Lodge and study it and send another
I don't
want to
study it.
Yeah, I don't
want to
look at it.
Well,
I want to put it somewhere where no one can handle it.
I wanted to destroy it, but people were like, oh, we don't know what burning it would do. Let's do a book burning.
Let's give it
a Nazi.
How about this? We're still new at this. Let's give it to the head of the lodge and let him decide what to
give
do with it.
Give it to the professionals.
That's true.
We new people. We need a new guy.
We found this thing. Please do something with it.
What does it do? Open it up. I want to see. Oh, we didn't open it.
Open it. I want to see what it does. Call it on.
Okay, so we have our plan.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's nighttime right now.
Yes. Yeah. But we go back to the law and finish out the night there. Leave early in the morning.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Really.
No strawberries for you.
All right. So we do that.
All right. You guys head out.
Hey, it's the rooftop guy. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thief. I like him.
You guys wake up in the morning. You can see that there's quite a bustle going around town as the breakfast is being prepared. The elderly couple, of course, sitting there talking to each other. They occasionally cast nervous glances over at you guys, but other than that, they seem to keep mainly to themselves.
So what's for breakfast?
Basically, it's a pot pie.
Pie.
Filled with eggs, sausage, and bacon.
Forever since I had a pot pie.
Well, I suppose we eat, politely bid the innkeepers adieu, and then board the waiting carriage.
I don't like it.
Considering they fed you sausage, which is, I guess it could be pork sausage.
I think pigs are a bit more common in England than beef.
As you guys are heading out, you can see that there are a number of people who are sitting there kind of up in arms. They seem to be talking to each other. Hey, once again, they kind of cast nervous glances at you guys, but it's obvious that their attention is put elsewhere.
They cast nervous glances at us, but they'd probably do the same to anyone they didn't know intimately right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Intimately.
You guys could ask around, see what the news story is, or you guys could just leave town. And not risk the wonderful double ones.
Could you handle it? What happens? If I get
double ones
four times in a row, it's destined. I'm supposed to be fucked up.
I like, it didn't go away.
Freeway, right?
Yes.
Streetwise is a deep one, I believe. Yes. Before make me mad.
I'm sorry, I would ask around, but I would feel like it's lying, and I can't do that.
Five.
Okay. Basically, what you hear the current story is that there was a mass murder out in one of the barley fields. Currently, an anarchist group is being blamed. They have done a number of other burnings and murders throughout the countryside. They are known as they have adopted the name the French Foreign Legion. The French have disavowed them, saying that they are in no way a part of their organization.
Well, let's leave now before...
The reason why people are looking at you nervously, but not necessarily hostile, is there's not a single Frenchman among you.
Thank goodness. I don't know. I'm American. They might think I'm fairly close with the French.
Is there a reason why they think it's the French?
Because
the name is the French Foreign Legion. They're English, so they hate the French, and that's the name of the group that they call themselves.
So there's like no symbol of anything. Oh, there is a symbol of French Foreign Legion.
Their symbol is cheese.
Remember,
there she is at a crime. The French Foreign Legion did it.
Remember, I'm American, so obviously I'm very good friends with the French. They did help us during the Revolution.
You're also best friends with the English.
Yes. We're best friends with large
English foreign. And French.
Yep.
Spain can go to hell. Germany can go to hell.
You're the second best friend.
In a lot of ways, after the War of 1812, you know, we kind of got in friendly with both sides after that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. All right, so what was it to get up here? A pound? Oh, that's right, it was paid out of the pocket.
The trip was paid for, we had to pay for our own room. And
that's right.
Though.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, head on out.
Because the resources keep on going up in the river.
Back down to London. Well, it once again will take you another day. So keeping track of the calendar, which is what I decided to do.
It's what you have, not me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Walk or die.
Okay. Let's see, it is now the...
This is 417% of my daily dose of vitamin B12.
21st?
Only?
Only.
21st of March. You guys are now back in merry old London, you of course. She of course parts ways at the nicer part of town, and you guys finish going on to Eastside.
Yes, take care. Here's the book.
Yeah? I have an inch.
I put it in my travel bag.
You do not have a mansion. You have a house.
I have a house.
You are rich. You are not very rich.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Filthy rich.
Did you remember to...
Your status is a 7. Remember that.
Okay. Did you also...
Yes, right now.
Did you also remember to increase the amount of money you had access to?
Yes. I have £2.
Okay.
Whereas I had 0 before.
All right.
Rich is something like what? 10 times the normal starting wealth? Or
no.
5 times.
5.
3?
Filthy rich is 5 times.
Oh, okay. So yeah, interesting.
Oh. You said I had 7 pounds.
I said you had a 7 status.
Somebody said 7.
So you start with 15 pounds.
Alright, well, I have 10 pounds then.
And you also have the 10 pounds you got paid for your first month working for the Rippers.
Mm-hmm.
Which you just gotta be a slightly lower quality of stuff than her.
Yeah,
not quite the best, but near the best.
You do not have the stigma that she has. You can still buy common quality goods.
Can he be seen in poorer districts?
He can be seen in poorer districts. 10 is the cutoff line.
What's your status?
10.
Okay.
Because I'm noble.
Now, I understand that, you know, it probably shouldn't quite work like that, but that's the way the mechanics work. Apparently, at 9, you may be noble, but you're kind of shady. You're shady.
In an Ivanized case, it doesn't matter.
You're immigrants. You belong in the East Side.
He's the black sheep of the royal
Actually,
family.
You still have somewhat of a reputation. We can bring our status lower.
Yes, you can have a lower status. There are plenty of people who
so
are
I
like
need
that.
So I need to stop murdering prostitutes.
By the time usually that people get to seasoned or veteran rippers, they've usually got a status of around a 0.
Because we have to do some things that are not...
Yes,
except for organization. Their alter ego has a status of zero. But their status is just fine.
I define said organization after a while, though.
Okay, I figure I'll have a zero status here in England and America, where it actually matters.
Actually, going off the
system, you have a zero there, too.
How does that work?
People telegraph home that you're a jackass. It's just the way the system works.
Telegraph your mother, they're like, I met your son today, he was a douche.
Got it. Everyone in this game has a Morrowind guard set.
That's what we first said when we first started playing, when Ivan did something on a train. And he's like, what? Everyone in the world knows about? Like, that's the way the system works, dude.
Morrowind guard syndrome.
Because otherwise it's just not effective. Because you jump country so often.
Okay.
Anywho. Yep, three times.
So you two walk in. And Travis is, of course, sitting there in the common room like...
How goes watching the paint dry?
Not too bad.
This is the guy who's...
By the way, I remember that, yeah, the spider, he's hiding now.
Oh.
Right there.
But this guy's supposed to be taking me leader.
Yes, Travis is the leader of the East End Ripper Lodge.
We found something.
We have a gift for you.
I want to burn it.
And what is this?
There was a ghost, Pumpkin Jack. Heard of him at all?
Let's see. Travis is American, so
it was an easy check for him.
Who?
Guy.
Like, you know who he is.
Lost his head, replaced it with a pumpkin.
Headless Horseman?
Maybe, kind of. Not at all.
Kind of at all.
Scarecrow's involved.
He was a warlock who was hunted down in New England.
Oh.
And killed while inside a scarecrow.
Okay. Warlock. Killed in New England while he was in a scarecrow.
Hiding
in a scarecrow. He apparently has the ability to bring scarecrows to life or something like that.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was the one murdering people in the town.
Mm-hmm.
But he's from New England.
He was in town, and that book helped him get there.
Yeah.
I think we should burn it. But they said that, I don't know what would happen if we burn it.
I'm with you. I want to burn this thing.
Okay. Go for it. I figured...
The flame doesn't catch.
I'm going to say, it's made of pumpkin? How are you going to burn it?
Do we have a... fireplace anywhere?
Yeah, he sticks it in a trash can, pours some oil on it, throws a match on it.
That'll do it.
The oil burns out. Pick up the book, it's still not scorched.
I don't think we're burning that.
Maybe you could ask that one dude who was a professor about it. How to get rid of it.
The guy we recruited.
Good idea!
For exactly.
You guys go ahead and carry around Big said evil creature. I'll be right here
watching the spider.
Why do I suddenly feel like I'm a PC?
No, you should feel like you're lower than him on the totem pole.
So I'm a PC.
Yes, he gets to sit there and watch paint dry while you go and do the dirty work that's actually fun.
But it's our job to actually watch River Rollers. There's really something that be happening at that point. We can't just sit there and watch the spider.
Don't forget to mention that you like to send a team up.
Oh,
another team,
that's
up
right
there.
We think the mayor up there is... There's the possibility he's Cabal.
Okay.
We thought it might be best to send another team up there. We may have had to murder an official who happened to be a member of the Cabal as well.
But the French Foreign Legion did it.
The French Foreign Legion? An army?
Not the actual French Foreign Legion. It's apparently an anarchist group who...
Calls themselves around, French Foreign
they
Legion.
Go around burning fields. We set fire to the barley field to hide the corpses.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
It's odd when conspiracies work in our favor. Usually it's the other way around.
Don't question it. Well, or do question it, because there's also the possibility this is way too convenient for it to be right.
Heck, the French Revolution could be a part of the Cabal.
That would be terrifying.
Is it wrong, but now that I'm a Ripper, my paranoia is starting to go insane?
No, that's about right.
Are they working for us or against us?
Or are they just pretending to be our friends?
I'm not trusting your religious groups.
Alright.
Both times that since I became Ripper, it's been the religious guys that's been the bad guy.
So how is the...
Oh, actually, technically up in... it wasn't actually the priest who was actually the villain.
How are my caretakers doing?
But it is a guy who lived there.
Huh? The people who's watching me.
He was interrogated until he confessed.
The guy with the skin condition?
Yeah. He was interrogated until he confessed about it. I wouldn't say that's necessarily evil. They're doing just fine. Oh, so lovely to have you back, dear.
Yes, it's good to be back on SmackDown.
Yes. Tut,
tut. We're only here to make you look like... We're only here to pretend...
So, yes, have you heard about the weather?
We're not actually well-developed NPCs.
No, they're quite well-developed. It's just... this is still, like, the fourth day that they've seen her. It's not like so they're exactly going to be a little...
friendly.
The new guys do a whole lot in their first week.
We chose to do that, though. It's like, alright, we defeated the hag.
It's supposed to rain again.
Yes, it's going to rain today, tomorrow, the day after that, and the day after that. Next week, however, we're only going to have fog. With a bit of drizzle.
I think I should buy an umbrella.
Ah, yes! Catherine, dear, let's go shopping. I'm going to, honestly, I think I'm going to go fox hunting. That sounds dandy.
What did the fox do to you?
Remember, even though it's raining, I will walk in a building and there will be dust.
And tumbleweeds.
Remember, the entirety of the ship that I came over on was just full of tumbleweeds.
Did you have to buy a passage for your tumbleweeds? Or did they just say that it's free?
It was free, I mean...
Free baggage.
Yeah, you just said they weren't with him.
They're following you, though.
They're not with me.
I didn't bring them.
By themselves.
Is it in my backpack? Is it in my luggage?
No.
Alright. So, Jessica, you will go out and go shopping, and they'll get you a nice umbrella. Catherine's, of course, sitting there, being the massive gossip that she is, sitting there talking about all of the ladies in the neighborhood. And, of course, the most recent piece of juicy gossip.
I'm sure it's all very exciting.
roll a...
Yes! I'm like, that's dastardly! She did that?
Oh my gosh!
I go home and practice my fencing.
You go home and honestly, you probably sit there for like an hour before you pick up the sword.
I suppose we can.
Okay, so there was a hellhound, so I had to hit them like
my
this.
Wounds have mostly closed.
So when you guys arrive at his house, you guys did say you're stopping to get the other party members.
Well, no. Yeah, sure.
Okay, you see him in his front yard or his front room. You can see this like makshift hellhound with like these dinner plates strapped in different positions.
I think so you're going crazy.
Plates? No, it's just how you're supposed to hit. So you go.
I think you're going crazy.
See? I got the pillow. It's on my sword.
Or...
Or you could do something like this. Nah, I probably shouldn't break your plate, should I?
Meh. I put them there as... I mean, well...
He said it was okay! Break the china! Break the china!
Rich people have some really bad spending habits.
Sorry, I just want to play with that scene. Whether you take them or not, I don't care.